This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you've been a long time listener of the program, you've probably heard about the campaign to make all outdoor advertising G-rated. In the past, we've spoken to people like Julie Gale from Kids Free to Be Kids and to social campaigner Melinda Tankard-Reist about the way children are often exposed to sexualized images through outdoor advertising. Well, Wendy Francis is the state director of the Australian Christian Lobby in Queensland, and she appeared before a federal inquiry into the issue earlier this week. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
What's wrong with the way that advertising billboards are regulated at the moment?
They're self-regulated at the moment, and so the main thing for these business people is money. And so money comes before our children's innocence, and that's really just boiling it down.
Mm.
So that the self-regulation is not working. We have very erotic billboards being put up within 500 metres of major schools. We have bus shelters that children sit in to wait for their bus to go home in the afternoon with extremely sexualized images. So it really is getting to the stage where we have to make enough noise to make a change.
And what did you say to the inquiry, Wendy?
I was fortunate enough to get a letter from one of the main Brisbane schools here, because one of the main Brisbane schools is our Brisbane Boys Grammar School, and the principal there gave me a letter of support, and I think that was really helpful, because his school has been targeted by a strip club in Brisbane, and they have had billboards on the fence line of their school and also within 400 metres of the school constantly for the past 2 years.
For a strip club outside a boys' school.
And the women...
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. And the boys walk to and from, and all the complaints have been dismissed, both by the principal and by the school people and myself.
On what grounds did they dismiss them?
That their nipples weren't showing.
Right.
Sorry to even use the language, but so the nipples are not showing, but the woman, like, oh, honestly, if I could, it's radio, but if I could explain the image to you, it's extremely sexualized.
Well, if it's an ad for a strip joint, it's obviously going to be sexualized.
Very sexualized. So the principal gave me a letter, so I tabled that, and I felt that that was really good. I also used some words from the Eros Foundation submission. The Eros Foundation are obviously opposed to all censorship, but in their submission at this inquiry, they honestly drooped pretty low. I'm just going to quote a couple of things to you. They say, it's our firm view that a small minority of strongly religious people, which is absolutely not true, one of the other people complaining is the Caston Centre for Human Rights Law from Monash University. So they say that they punch well above their weight in making complaints. They use shrill and righteous rhetoric to drive their arguments rather than fact and logic. Again, so totally untrue. They say religious campaigns to rid the highways of filth and pornography often reflect cultish behaviour and attract slightly unhinged people to them. So I quoted some of that. And at the table with me was Julie Gale. Melinda Tankard-Reist was there. So we're talking about people who have been campaigning for this for years. I've been campaigning for it for 1 year. And we're talking about extremely intelligent, well-educated people who are looking at research that are saying these sexualized images are affecting our young girls, they are affecting our young boys, they are affecting our society.
Mm. And how did they respond to your submission?
They were all very positive. There was one on the inquiry that I wasn't 100% sure of where she stood, but all of the others were really positive. I felt quite, you know, sort of happy about it. Talking to Julie Gale and Melinda Tankard-Reist afterwards, they both seem to say, look, Wendy, you know, obviously they agree with us, but what we've got to do is make sure that something happens this time, because as far as I can gather, there have been other inquiries in the past, but at the end result still hasn't actually changed legislation. We've got to keep pushing through on this one this time.
So what happens at the end of the inquiry? Like, then whose hands does it go into?
It goes into this... So this is a House of Representatives inquiry headed up by Graham Perrett, who's an MP in Brisbane. And now they come with a suggestion. They come with a submission of their own now to the government, back to the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, this is what we think should happen. And this is how we think it should happen.
I mean, it kind of, in a way, shocks me that we even have to have this discussion, because it seems totally obvious to me that billboards should be G-rated because everybody sees them. So who's actually against this proposal, other than the Eros Foundation, which I assume is an alliance of sex workers and porn and things like that?
Yeah.
So why would people disagree with it?
Well, the Advertising Standards Board are not keen to have any more... levels of bureaucracy placed on them. I can understand that we don't want bureaucracy, but that's only if the current system was working. But the current system of self-regulation is clearly not working. And even in the Advertising Standards Bureau's own report, they said that they realised that they were clearly out of step with community standards on the over-sexualisation of children. But they seem powerless. There are no teeth at all. So at the moment, any billboard can go up. Any billboard. If there is community outrage over that billboard, then it goes to the ASB to be looked at and decided. So that takes about 3 weeks. But all of the billboards that I've complained about, I've always had my complaints dismissed. And it's been because there hasn't been enough nudity or there hasn't been... The latest billboard that I complained about is here in Brisbane. It's on a main road. There's a completely nude man. You can only see him from the back, but he is completely nude. He's got his hands out. He is selling natural tea. You know, you go to the Children's Safety Australia website and it says children need to be aware of suspicious people. Please make them aware of if they see someone acting suspiciously, they need to make observations and tell their parents, tell their teachers, tell whoever with them.
Yeah.
And then they see this nude man on a billboard, and what do we want them to think of? That we want a cup of tea? Like, no, we want them to think if they see a nude man in the street, that man is acting suspiciously.
It's unsafe.
Tell somebody.
Yeah, I mean, it is sending a really mixed message, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember we had a billboard outside Sydney Airport which was telling people to have an affair.
I know.
And I complained about that one. And it did eventually get taken down, but not before it's been up there for a month and all the kids have already seen it, you know.
There was a Calvin Klein ad that actually showed a gang rape, a simulated gang rape. This is really shocking. When the advertising, the ASB would talk to about it, they said the girl didn't look like she wasn't enjoying it.
Oh, right.
We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel. And at the moment, the ASB are calling for people to nominate to be on that board. And, you know, I would encourage people to nominate to be on the board too. We've got to get people in positions where they can really make a difference.
Mm. And so when will you find out whether this campaign's been successful?
They say in June.
Okay.
In June. So, but then that will be just the recommendations, and then, you know,
we'll have
when
to come before Parliament.
To Julie and Melinda, we've got to make sure that the recommendations then go to the highest level and actually get put into legislation.
Okay. Well, all the best with that. Thanks for telling us about it this morning.
Thanks very much.
Okay, that's the Australian Christian Lobby State Director Wendy Francis from Queensland talking about her recent submission to a federal inquiry to make outdoor advertising G-rated.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.